Instruction to Ministers and Physicians. Los Angeles, California, September 15, 1902. I thank the Lord this morning for His keeping power. I awake very early, unable to sleep. My mind has been greatly exercised the past night. I have been instructed to say to some of our ministering brethren that they need to be reconverted. They do not understand the philosophy of genuine missionary work. To every man God has given his work. All have not the same work, but all are to be laborers together with God, living in perfect unity and bearing the fruits of righteousness. All are branches of the living vine. Every branch must draw its sustenance from the parent stock, Christ Jesus. Every man, to whatever work he may be called, if he will receive life from Christ, will bear good fruit. Our ministering brethren need to empty themselves daily of self, that they may be cleansed from their hereditary and cultivated tendencies to wrong. Unless the heart is emptied of self and prepared for the reception of the Holy Spirit, self will reign, controlling the whole being. The words will not be prompted by Christ, but will be an expression of self. Self-confidence is unbecoming in one who professes to be a co-laborer with Jesus Christ. Such a one should lay aside his own wisdom, and by wearing the yoke of Christ, obtain the experience that brings rest and peace to the soul. He must daily depend for strength upon Christ, the greatest teacher the world has ever known. Christ's invitation to all is, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." As you learn to practice my meekness and lowliness, my patience and forbearance, as you learn to speak words fragrant with love, you will find rest unto your souls. See Matthew 11, verse 29. Jesus Christ is the unseen medical missionary, and you are to be his co-laborers. You may be called upon to give up some of your plans because the Lord has better plans for you. He wants his work done in his own way. If, instead of being led by human counsel and human wisdom, men would allow Christ to guide and control them in their work, far better results would be seen. The Lord knows the end from the beginning. He can see what would result were we allowed to follow a course of our own choosing. Men may persist in having their own way and following their own judgment, but the results will bring sadness to their own hearts and hindrance to the cause of God. I am instructed to say to ministers, to physicians, and to all medical missionary workers, be careful what spirit you manifest toward one another. When you meet together for counsel, some who have passed through trials and difficulties are tempted to give expression to the intensity of their feelings in words of bitterness and reproach. But instead of looking at the faults of others, look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Behold his patience and long-suffering in trial and abuse. Never did he speak a word of complaint. Then let not his followers show by words of complaint that they have allowed Satan to control their hearts. I have words to speak to Brother Butler. My brother, God has been watching over you all these years. He has had a purpose in permitting the afflictions to come to you, which have so long bound you. You are prone to choose your own way, and it is hard for you to learn by trial the lessons God would teach you. I have the most tender regard for you, but I know that you are in danger of falling under temptation. You were presented to me as a man preparing for battle. You were inspired by a spirit that was not meek and contrite. One came to your side and said, go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones. Isaiah 62, verse 10. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and lofty place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, Neither will I be always wroth, for the spirit should fail before me, and the souls which I have made. Isaiah 57, verse 15, 16. Your severe words and harsh manner of speech show that you have not learned from Christ the lesson of meekness and lowliness. The Lord desires you to lay aside your spirit of wrath and be disrobed of your war garments. Your contentious spirit is the result of your inherited and cultivated tendencies. Put on the robe of Christ's righteousness. Let not one word be spoken that is not subdued by the Spirit of God. Let your heart break in tenderness before God. Become as a little child. The Lord has not appointed to you the work of dictating to others. You are to be an example to those connected with you in preparing the way of the Lord and removing the stumbling blocks.
You will have severe trials, but put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Some come to council meetings with hearts stirred up, ready for battle. But do not clothe yourself in Saul's armor. Meet opposition, clad only in the robe of Christ's righteousness. Bring no charges against your brethren. Vehemence will only wound yourself. It was your harsh spirit of criticism that for so many years separated you from the work of God. Remember that things are not as bad as they might be. Mistakes are often made by men under severe trial and temptation, and, as did Moses, they speak unadvisedly with their lips. The Lord would have those who are engaged in His work remember that He is the unfailing source of strength. Let them seek the Lord in prayer. As they realize their utter dependence upon Him and look to Him in faith, He will never disappoint them. Brother Butler, you are the Lord's servant, called to His service. You are not to brood over your trials or to do Satan's work by wounding others. Your bitter feelings are strengthened as you criticize and speak harshly to others. Yield not an inch to the enemy. Give him no advantage over you. Do not ride the war horse. You cannot do it gracefully. The Lord will use you if you will place yourself in a position where you can be used. If you will open the door of your heart and let Christ come in to reign in your life. If in a humble spirit you bear your testimony, it will have an influence for good that will be as a leaven working among those with whom you are associated. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown of peace of them that make peace. James 3, verse 13 to 18. In these words the Lord has outlined your work. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. Philippians 2, verse 3. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. 1 Peter 1, verse 13,
17:22. Important questions await your decision. If at all times you sit with Christ in heavenly places, your words will not be as arrows to wound and to destroy. There is danger of our leaving the simplicity of Christ. Study carefully the instruction found in the Gospel of John from the 13th to the 17th chapters. The Word of God is here plainly stated. Live these truths before your fellow ministers. Study especially these words found in Christ's wonderful prayer. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. John 17, verse 14 to 26.
The Father loves his people today, as he loves his own Son. Someday it will be our privilege to see him face to face. Even now we may rest in the promise, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. John 14, verse 18. Let us have many love feasts and rejoice because of this assurance, knowing that Christ is ever with us to own and to bless.